The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Every episode of the show, you should know that we're trying to help you write your personal prescription for power. This is Power RX, and joining me today is my friend Dana James. Dana has been on the show before, and I'm thrilled to bring her back. She has received her Master's of Science in Medical Nutrition from Columbia University. She's a board-certified nutritionist, functional medicine practitioner, and cognitive behavioral therapist. She specializes in weight loss, women's hormone health, mood disorders, and destigmatizing shame from childhood experiences. She's a trusted nutrition and self-worth expert for media outlets, and she divides her time between New York City and LA. And most importantly, and I'm so thrilled to announce that her book, The Archetype Diet, has been released and is in stores everywhere. And I'm thrilled to welcome her back to the show. Welcome, Dana.
Dr. Taz, I'm so happy to be back on the show and to be speaking with you.
Yes, we have crossed paths a number of times, and I know all the great work you're doing and how you're helping just move this conversation forward. But I want to talk about the Archetype Diet. Tell us what this book is about and what is the Archetype Diet? We've heard of all kinds of diets, everything from paleo and keto to vegan and vegetarian and anything in between. So what in the world is the Archetype Diet?
Well, it's a little twist on diet. So it has a diet three-piece. But the core of it is about how we think about ourselves, in particular our self-worth, where we source it from, and then our relationship to our food and our body. So the archetypes are four female archetypes that I created based on where women source their self-worth from, their food behaviors, where they store body fat, and their dominant hormones. So I've been in clinical practice for 12 years and observing women's struggles with food, looking at their bodies change. I see women either once a week or once every 2 weeks, and we make these subtle changes which really bring about profound changes. But where a woman would get stuck would be on the behavioral side of things, because there was something that was taking them off track. And as I delved into it more, I realized that it was ultimately where we sourced our self-worth from. It wasn't whether our self-worth was good or bad. It was just where we sourced it from. And hence, that's where the archetypes came about. So the four archetypes are the Wonder Woman. And the Wonder Woman sources her sense of self-worth from success, achievement, and recognition. The Nurturer. And the Nurturer sources her sense of self-worth from being there for others. She's a caregiver. She's very kind and compassionate. The femme fatale sources her sense of self from her physical body, from what she looks like. And then there's the ethereal. And the ethereal sources her sense of self-worth from being different, being creative, imaginative, and being different. And you can probably start to see that there's some crossovers with your own archetype.
Yes, definitely.
That you created.
I'm just going to review
that, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we talked about this before. So in my book, The Superwoman RX, I also created types, but mine were based more in combining different systems of medicine. So I combine Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, nutrition, hormones, conventional medicine. This is fascinating because you're basing a lot of this on our sourcing of power or our self-worth. And those are so, like, when I'm thinking of these types, those are so right on. You know, there is the Wonder Woman, there is the ethereal, there's the nurturer. It's very right on. So I'm so curious to learn more. Tell us more.
So that's right. So when you think about it, you're like, oh my goodness, where else would you source your self-worth from? These seem to be the key ones. And right. I originally had more, and I pulled it down to these four areas because they were the dominant areas. And now I can't remember what my other thinking was behind this. But each of these patterns of identity bring out a certain set of behaviors because we want to reward ourselves. We're also so fearful of our identity being crushed that we're actually going to engage in behaviors that attempt to protect us from that and then bring out the shadow side. So with the Wonder Woman, she's very driven, she's smart, she's successful. But in the negative, she can just go too far in that direction. So she's in the pursuit of excellence and she loses that softness that can come. She can lose that compassion. Mm-hmm. She can get a little too assertive. And if that's where you source your sense of self-worth from, what happens? You get extra stressed. Mm-hmm. So your cortisol is going to be that's going to be your dominant hormone. That's the one that you are going to be pumping out just to give you enough coping strategies. So the cortisol is like the cushion that enables you to be able to cope so that you don't break down into a crumbling mess. And where do we store body fat when cortisol is elevated?
Right around our belly.
You know this.
Yes.
Yeah, around the belly, right? Around the belly. Uh-huh. And so that's where Wonder Woman stores it first, around the belly. And so if you want to get rid of body fat from around the belly, yes, your diet needs to be in a way that helps you decrease the body fat, but you also have to regulate those cortisol levels. And we'll get into how you can actually do that. So it's a slight shift from let's just follow this diet and just hope that we lose body fat all over the body, because, you know, we've been under this philosophy that you can't spot train, which you can't. And therefore, mm-hmm. we believe that you can't get rid of body fat from particular areas of the body. And I'm going to say that that's just not true, right? Once you identify where your dominant hormones are that are causing the distribution of fat on the body to change the diet and potentially some lifestyle aspects to shift that.
Interesting.
So
I love it.
It becomes much more specific to you. And I want to come back. My thinking right now about the paleo and the ketogenic diet, and I want to come back to that. I don't want to forget about that. So remind me of that.
Yes,
so
definitely.
That's like the Wonder Woman there. And then the second one is the nurturer. And so if you're the nurturer and it's about being there for others, which is such a beautiful, wonderful trait. Well, a lot of my friends are nurturers. I love being mm-hmm. around them. The downside is that you can deprioritize yourself and put other people's needs and desires before your own. And if you're a nurturer, you know you do this.
Yes.
Right? Everybody before you first, because you get a reward mm-hmm. from that, right? You feel mm-hmm. good giving to others. But then it ends up depleting you, and you feel really tapped out and exhausted. And because you're not nurturing yourself, because you don't have the time to, because it's going to everybody else, you can end up with adrenal issues and thyroid issues. But more than that, like your eating changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will end up being the comfort eater because you're just tapped out. There's not enough time for you. Like my nurturers are the ones where they have this intention of, I'm going to go and have my plant-based smoothie for breakfast. That's what I'm going to do because I know that makes me feel good. And then in the morning, it's chaos. Right? So then they're running out the door and they've forgotten breakfast. So they grab mm-hmm. the gluten-free muffin on the way into work. Mm-hmm. Right? That when you are consistently falling back on these convenience foods, you're eating these carbohydrates. The carbohydrates are converting to glucose. They're elevating your insulin levels. And when insulin is elevated, you store body fat everywhere because insulin is the body's primary fat storage hormone. So if you feel like you have this little layer of body fat all over you that times you just want to pop, you're probably a nurturer.
Interesting.
What happens is if this continues, what was that? Sorry.
I was going to say, so nurturers, if they're just trying to get a visual, I mean, you guys know who you are, so let's not hide from each other. Every nurturer knows who they are. But if they're trying to get a visual, then it's the all over fat is what you're saying, not just the belly fat like the Wonder Woman might have, but the all over fat, correct?
The all over. So it would start there.
Got it.
All over.
And, got it. Okay.
And if it continues on going, when insulin is elevated, become quite insulin resistant. It interferes with estrogen. So the more insulin in the body, the more estrogen that actually becomes available.
Got it.
And
okay.
Estrogen in its elevation, you tend to store it on your thighs and hips. And that's because we have more estrogen receptors on our upper thighs than anywhere else in the body. So you'll start with a layer of thighs. Now, this doesn't preclude you storing body fat on the upper thighs if you are a Wonder Woman, too. Over time, mm-hmm. you will also interfere with your estrogen levels. But it's like, where do you store it first? Okay? Using that as the guiding point, because we're looking at, well, what are the hormones that are driving the distribution of body fat on you? Because the way that I look at body fat, it's not negative. It's a communication signal. It's telling you things. And if you can read your body fat, you can pick up on things before your health gets worse. So if you can see that, oh, when I store body fat everywhere, that's insulin. And actually, if I want to change that, I need to eat much more of a lower carbohydrate diet. Mm-hmm. You're not going to move into an issue of where estrogen starts running haywire. And then when estrogen is running haywire, you're dealing with, you know, PMS. You're potentially putting yourself at risk for fibroids and endometriosis. Mm-hmm. Right? Those things. So if you read the body fat, it can help you decrease your risk of other health issues coming in. And we've gotten into this mode of like, let's not talk about body. Let's not talk about the physical body of a female because it gets controversial. And it's like, well, no, let's read it. Let's understand and know how to interpret it.
More with my guest coming up, but right now I want to tell you about Grove Collaborative, products for a beautiful and healthy home. You guys have heard me talk about your toxic load and how important it is to pay attention to what we're using on our bodies and in our home. It directly impacts our health. Grove Collaborative makes it easy to discover amazing natural home and personal care products. Grove selects only the best non-toxic products so you can shop with confidence, knowing that everything on their site is good for you, your family, and the planet. I want you to try Grove Collaborative. So right now, when you spend $20 or more on your first order, you'll get a free $30 Mrs. Meyers kit, plus a bonus gift, plus a free 2-month VIP trial membership. The bonus gift is a tea towel. Go to grove.co/wholehealth to claim your special offer. That's grove.co, not grove.com, grove.co/wholehealth to get the special offer.
Hi, it's Dr. Taz here. And if you've been listening to the show, you must know that I love tea. I walk around with it. I drink it all day long. So I couldn't be more excited to bring you Teamy Blends. Teamy Tea is an honest company that provides the best quality loose leaf tea to all of us, providing us the results we want. Here's what I've been doing. I've been using the Teamy Skinny and the Teamy Colon on their 30-day detox program and seeing some really amazing results. I'm seeing everything from my metabolism a little bit better, burning that pesky stored fat, really suppressing those afternoon and evening appetites and cravings that you can have at the end of a workday. My energy's through the roof and my bloating is gone. I feel amazing and I want this for you too. Check out Teamy Tea and check out this 30-day detox. You can order your 30-day detox today and save 15% on your entire order at teamyblends.com. That's TEAMIblends.com using the code WHOLEHEALTH at checkout.
Tell us about the other two types. Where are they storing fat? I'm curious. Where does the ethereal or the femme fatale, what do they do? Or do they not have any fat issues at all?
Yeah. Well, the ethereal tends not to. So okay. The ethereal has lower levels of estrogen. So she's not coming to me typically for getting rid of body fat. Sometimes she does. But it's more that she's coming in for depression, infertility, digestive issues. So her body is naturally very lean, the elongated muscles, it's like when she stores body fat, it's like a thin layer of body fat. She will gain when she's using starchy carbohydrates to numb her sensitivity to the world because she's hypersensitive. When you're intuitive, you will pick up on the energies of other people. So she's what you would call in the Ayurvedic philosophy is she's very Vata.
Yes. She almost corresponds to what I call the gypsy girl in my book. It sounds very the same sort of type.
Yeah.
Very Vata, very lean. It doesn't gain a lot of body fat, but such the artist, you know. So.
Yes, that's exactly her.
Wow.
That's her. And now where she goes out of balance is she can end up with anxiety and she can get scattered. And so she needs a heavier carbohydrate-based diet to keep her grounded. The worst thing that she can do is follow a paleo diet or follow a raw diet. It's just too light for her. Like, so often the nurturers who need to eat more, they need to eat a lower level of carbohydrates, principally getting their carbohydrates from their vegetables, will look at the ethereal and go, well, I want to look like that. And so therefore, I'm going to follow the way that she's eating. I want the macrobiotic bowls. I want the serving noodle bowls. And it just works in reverse. Like, that is not how I want the nurturer to be eating, because it's just going to make those insulin levels higher.
And then
I'll go back to the femme fatale.
Yeah.
The femme fatale can have any body type, because it depends how she's using food.
Huh.
So when your sense of self-worth is based on your physical body, it can be a really hard place to be.
Yes.
80% of the time, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about your body checking, you're feeling it. Am I fat? Am I not? Is this food going to make me fat? Am I not? And then you restrict food, and then you feel terrible. So then you binge, and then you feel guilty and shameful. Mm. And so you restrict, and it's this whole cycle. And so the femme fatale could look like the ethereal, because she's restricting food, or she could look like the Wonder Woman because she's so stressed about her physical body. And this often happens. I see a lot of femme fatales with adrenal fatigue because they're just stressed about their body. And what they're stressed about can be 2 pounds.
Right. I know.
But it is like a major trauma in their life. And the reason for that, the reason for all of these, how these archetypes were created, was that something happened in childhood that was very particular to them, that created this sense of self-worth. So for the femme fatale, it's not that she got accolades as a child, which is often on her looks, which is often what we think, is that there's a wound there, is that she did not feel pretty enough. And she's continually grasping and grasping to feel beautiful. So often the other archetypes will not understand a femme fatale. Pardon?
Well, how do you help a femme fatale? I know quite a few personally and in practice too, and I don't want to say I feel bad for them, but I don't know how to shift, or how do you shift this mentality of so much power coming from your looks? And as looks can be mercurial, right? I mean, we all do our best, but they can change. So how do you help somebody like that? I think that's the hardest person to help, quite honestly.
Well, it's the same with the Wonder Woman and the nurturer. It's very imprinted. So the nurturer had an experience that said to her that her sense of self-worth or was based on giving and caring to others. Like, she got attention and was validated by those behaviors. And so did the Wonder Woman with being a smart kid. And so it's equally as imprinted. Now, the way that you break that is in the book. That's the final part of the book, is about the mind. And there's a 6-hour reprogramming process. But the core of it is a 3-hour reprogramming process, which is you recognize the childhood memories. So I ask them to look back at childhood, all of these memories where there's some sense of shame or some sense of experience around how they created their sense of self-worth. And then you have to reinterpret it. So this is where CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy,
comes
in.
Yes, it's just what we talked about last time, which is amazing.
Last time, right?
You have this
belief. It's not fully complete. It's viewed through the eyes of a child. It's very emotional. And some people are attached to this. And so this is where you need to reinterpret. And I will often have people go back to their parents, if it involves their parents, to ask for a more complete picture. And when they do go back, and it can be the scariest thing in the world for them, it's reinterpreted. Sometimes the memories are so tragic, you cannot go back to that. You have to rewrite the story there.
Right.
So it depends on the situation. And then you need to energetically release it, because that energetic charge or that trauma is trapped in the body. And this is a piece that is often missed in psychotherapy. It's like, let's recognize those memories. And maybe there'll be some reinterpretation, particularly if you're working with somebody who's skilled in CBT. But that final part is often missed. You need all 3 of those to be able to release it. So I'll give you an example of the femme fatale. I have so many examples. I'll give you one that's unresolved, and I'll give you one that's resolved. So my one that's unresolved, she struggles with an eating disorder. And there are other complications as to why she's not letting this go. She actually gets attention from having an eating disorder. So it's so much of her identity that there is a subconscious fear that if she lets it go, she loses the attention of her family. That's what makes it a little harder. But for her, she's a very pretty girl. When she was about somewhere between the age of 12 and 14, she went to the optometrist, and she had a slight asymmetry in her eyes. And the optometrist just threw this out and said, oh, don't worry about it. You'll never be a model. Oh, and, you know, when you're a pretty girl, that can be devastating for you. And
right. So
she's like, oh, my goodness, I'm ugly. So therefore is I have to have a hot body because no one's going to look at me if I've got an ugly face. It's just, you know, and that's really, really simple. And often mothers are like trying to protect their children and being very conscious about what they're saying to the girls so they don't develop insecurities around their looks. But something like this can happen. Like it's just a throwaway comment. Right? And so if she's not, this particular client doesn't really want to look at the reinterpretation of that because she's so attached to the identity of being in this sort of binge eating mode. But that's a good example of one of how simple it can be. Then I will have these ones, which are very common, and it's to do with dad. And this one particular client, her father would get on the scale and be like, oh, I'm still at my high school weight, and be really excited by it. And then he would then go into the freezer and pull out the ice cream and eat it. And the entire family would find it funny. So this particular woman interpreted this to mean that she couldn't get beyond her high school weight. And when she was upset, what did she binge on? She would binge on ice cream.
On ice cream.
Ice cream, right? It's just a complete repetition of what happened in childhood. And so I had her go back and talk to her father about this. And then she cracked it, right? And then it just broke away.
Amazing. I mean, for those of us, I was going to say for those of us that are parents, you know, too, just constantly thinking about the example that we're setting as we talk about weight and food and eating, and you never know what is going to stick in that child or has stuck in us to create the behaviors that we then display. This is so fascinating. I just got my time warning and I'm bummed because I could talk about this probably all day long. You know, if there are a couple, you know, of key things that are universal to all women or all of these archetypes, what do you think maybe are three things that any woman out there listening today could say, hey, this definitely applies to me, but I still want to understand my archetype? Are there some universal truths that you've seen?
Yeah, it would be that we are all impacted by experiences from our childhood. And if you feel anxious, then there's something to do with childhood that is still within you that hasn't been processed or released. And to go back and have a look at that, like I would not really, I'm not trying to promote my book, but it's just such a good model of, it really takes you through it to have a look at childhood. Even if you think that there's nothing going on there, there is. None of us grew up unscathed. There are just little tiny things there that have had an impact on you. It could be that your mother was a health nut and you went to school without the chips and the granola bars that everybody else had. And so you felt different. And that has an impact on you today. You're probably going to feel like you need to be part of the group all the time.
This is amazing. Definitely. I think this is just amazing information. And I hope everyone goes and gets a copy of the book. It's The Archetype Diet by Dana James. Dana, this has been amazing. I know I've got my book sitting upstairs on my nightstand. I'm going to continue to read through it. I have a feeling I know my type, but I'm not going to share right now. So anyhow, but I hope everyone... I have a feeling I'm the Wonder Woman. But I think it's the Wonder Woman.
Totally,
I think that's... I think that's what it is, but I will definitely read through your book and take a look at all of that. But I think it's fascinating. You know, for everybody out there listening, as we're trying to sort through the information on wellness and what it takes to make us feel healthy and vibrant and do all the amazing things we want to do, you know, this is just another great thing to have in your back pocket to help understand and decipher the material more. But I love how Dana is tying it all the way back to patterns that might have been ingrained very early on and may all be coming from our collective self-worth. So Dana, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me. I know you'll be on the show again at some point. If people want the book or want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to go about it?
I'd go to my website, which is at danajames.com, and you can contact me through that, or you can certainly find me on Instagram under Dana James as well.
Wonderful. Grab the book. It's The Archetype Diet. And remember to take every opportunity to write your own personal prescription for power. And tune in next time as we continue to explore your Power RX. Thanks for joining.